The world won't stop talking. Every sound drags your focus somewhere weaker. Every opinion demands reaction. Every distraction chips away at your edge. You start to feel it, the dull fatigue of constant noise. The mind wants quiet, but quiet doesn't exist here. So you make a decision. You cut through the noise. You walk alone. Silence hits harder than chaos. It exposes every weakness, every dependence, every illusion you've been hiding behind. Without approval, you see who you are. Without attention, you learn what still drives you. The comfort of noise disappears, and discipline takes its place. In that emptiness, strength begins to grow, clean, focused, and permanent. This is how the few rise, alone. While everyone else drowns in distraction, they move in silence. Every step in solitude becomes construction. Every repetition builds armor. Every decision made unseen forges authority. You stop chasing noise. You start creating direction. Walk alone, rise alone, win alone, because no one can take what's built in silence. When a person begins to separate from the noise of the world, a quiet strength starts to form. There is a certain point where solitude is no longer an accident or punishment, but a deliberate state of order. The Stoic learns that isolation is not withdrawal, it is alignment. The crowd dilutes conviction, but solitude refines it into certainty. Walking alone becomes the training ground for all forms of mastery. In solitude, distractions fall away. Without the constant reaction to other people's opinions, a person begins to think clearly. Every moment spent alone sharpens perception. The mind starts to reorganize itself around what is essential rather than what is loud. This is the foundation of self-command, to be able to think without the influence of noise. The Stoic path requires a person to be unbothered by absence. It is easy to rely on others for motivation or validation, but this creates weakness. When a person learns to move without support, they begin to build an unshakable structure within themselves. The self becomes the center of gravity. Those who walk alone are forced to face their thoughts without distraction. This confrontation is where truth emerges. It is uncomfortable because there is no escape from what is real. The disciplined individual endures this silence until it becomes a companion rather than an enemy. Every Stoic understood that solitude is the soil of independence. Epictetus reminded his students that no one is free until they have mastery over their own mind. Freedom is not found in company, but in control. To walk alone is to reclaim authority over one's thoughts, actions, and reactions. The person who learns to stand alone becomes unshakable in their purpose. When support is removed, resilience must take its place. When encouragement disappears, conviction must fill the void. The stronger the solitude, the clearer the path becomes. Walking alone teaches restraint. Without an audience, there is no need for performance. Without competition, there is no urge for comparison. The individual becomes grounded in conduct rather than appearance. This is how real composure is built, through consistency that exists even when no one is watching. Solitude reveals character. In the absence of external validation, all pretenses collapse. A person learns whether their values are authentic or adopted. Every principle must prove itself under silence. This is why the Stoic endures isolation, to test the durability of their internal order. There is a form of calm that only emerges after long solitude. When one is alone long enough, they begin to understand what is noise and what is essence. Reactions become slower, thoughts become cleaner, and emotions settle into clarity. The external world still moves, but it no longer controls. The discipline of walking alone creates strength through repetition. Each day of silent effort builds a deeper structure. Each decision made without validation sharpens conviction. Each act of self-reliance strengthens composure. This repetition forms identity. A Stoic accepts that loneliness is a stage of purification. It strips away dependency and reveals the reality of self. Once a person stops running from solitude, they start transforming through it. It is not isolation that breaks people, but resistance to it. Silence is where the mind becomes disciplined. When there are no conversations to maintain and no expectations to meet, the individual faces the rawness of existence. Every weakness surfaces, every illusion dissolves. The Stoic uses this as refinement, not despair. Solitude turns from weight into clarity. The longer one stays, the lighter the mind becomes. Emotional clutter begins to fade. The senses regain sharpness. The individual starts to act from principle rather than pressure. Those who rise alone understand that the path of growth cannot be shared at every stage. Some roads can only be walked by one set of footprints. Companionship may exist later, but transformation happens in isolation. This is the essence of internal evolution. When a person stops seeking validation, they begin to see truth without distortion. Approval no longer dictates action. Praise no longer inflates ego. Criticism no longer weakens resolve. The individual becomes anchored in reason. Walking alone refines focus. There is nothing left to impress, no eyes to perform for. What remains is purpose. This focus becomes the foundation of mastery because it removes every unnecessary movement. Efficiency becomes natural. Discipline without witness is the purest form of integrity. The Stoic knows that the measure of conduct is not how one behaves under observation, but in obscurity. Strength built in solitude is silent, but permanent. There is a stillness that comes from walking alone long enough. It is not emptiness, it is control. The mind no longer seeks stimulation because it has learned to be its own source of order. This stillness becomes power. Solitude builds resilience against chaos. When one becomes accustomed to standing alone, disorder loses its power to intimidate. The Stoic moves through life with calm authority because they have faced silence and remained composed. Those who cannot endure solitude remain bound by the world's instability. Their emotions rise and fall with external change. The one who walks alone learns steadiness. Their peace no longer depends on circumstance. When you walk alone, the ego dissolves. There is no one to compare against, no illusion to maintain. The individual sees themselves without distortion, their strengths, flaws, and limits all visible. From this honesty, growth becomes deliberate. Self-reliance is born from solitude. It trains a person to act from their own reasoning rather than impulse or imitation. Each independent decision becomes a layer of armor. The Stoic carries this armor quietly. It is mental, not material. Solitude separates desire from necessity. What remains after isolation is what truly matters. Comforts fade in importance. Clarity rises in value. The mind becomes strategic. The will becomes clean. The one who rises alone learns to draw energy from purpose rather than approval. Their motivation becomes internal. Their strength no longer fluctuates with attention. They act with precision because they move for reasons that are stable. The quiet life of the Stoic is not weakness. It is an active state of command. To walk alone is to direct every action by principle. To rise alone is to build a foundation that cannot be taken away. To win alone is to live free from dependence. Every person who seeks mastery must pass through this gate of solitude. It is not optional. Whether in leadership, art, or philosophy, all enduring strength begins when one is left alone to wrestle with thought. This is where discipline transforms into identity. Those who endure solitude gain perspective. They see how often people mistake noise for meaning. The Stoic learns to value depth over presence, order over motion, substance over display. Solitude filters reality. Walking alone teaches patience. Without external reward, one learns to endure long processes. The individual becomes strategic instead of reactive. They begin to move by timeless principles rather than immediate results. The one who stands alone is no longer controlled by fear of rejection. The mind has learned self-sufficiency. Their sense of worth no longer depends on belonging. This detachment gives them calm confidence in any environment. When solitude becomes a normal state, peace becomes default. The person no longer searches for escape in activity or conversation. They are content in stillness because they are whole within themselves. This is real power. A Stoic does not avoid people. They simply no longer require them for stability. They interact with clarity rather than need. Their relationships become chosen, not depended upon. Solitude sharpens connection by removing dependence. The person who walks alone moves differently. Their actions are deliberate. Their speech carries restraint. Their presence feels grounded. They have no need to prove anything because they have already faced themselves. The world often misunderstands solitude. It sees it as withdrawal or weakness. In reality, it is refinement. The one who chooses silence is not escaping life. They are preparing to direct it with precision. Walking alone exposes illusions of strength built on attention. When attention disappears, only real strength remains. The Stoic builds that kind of strength, independent, quiet, and complete. The victory that comes from solitude is internal. It is the triumph of reason over impulse, clarity over confusion, and control over reaction. This victory is unseen, but it shapes every external result. Those who have mastered solitude carry a certain composure into every challenge. Their calm does not need to be explained. It is the product of countless silent battles fought within. The mind becomes disciplined, the will becomes steady. To walk alone is to practice the highest form of freedom. It means being able to think, act, and live without being moved by external tides. This is what Marcus Aurelius meant when he said, "Nowhere can man find a quieter or more untroubled retreat than in his own soul." When solitude turns into mastery, everything external becomes optional. The individual has learned to source power from within. They can engage the world without being consumed by it. This is the essence of Stoic strength. The one who rises alone moves through life like still water, reflective, composed, and powerful in silence. Their presence commands without force. Their strength speaks without sound. This is the posture of real authority. Solitude is the forge of identity. Every disciplined moment spent alone builds a foundation of inner order. The person who can thrive without noise has already won the greatest battle, the conquest of the self. Walking alone does not end in isolation, it ends in independence. When a person becomes complete within, they can enter society from a place of stability. Their calm influences without effort. Their example teaches without words. The Stoic understands that the path of walking alone is not about separation from the world, but mastery within it. The individual who can stand in silence can stand anywhere. This is the strength that endures beyond circumstance. When solitude matures, the mind no longer seeks company out of fear. It chooses company out of principle. This is the freedom of self-command, to engage by choice, not by need. The one who wins alone understands that true power is invisible. It is measured in discipline, composure, and restraint. The results may be seen by others, but the foundation remains hidden within. Walking alone, rising alone, and winning alone is not a rejection of the world. It is the alignment of the self. It is the disciplined decision to be directed by reason rather than noise. It is the life of the Stoic, measured, calm, and unbreakable. When solitude matures into mastery, the mind no longer fights silence. It begins to draw energy from it. The person who once resisted stillness now finds stability within it. The noise that once distracted them becomes irrelevant, and the inner world takes command over the outer. Mastery through solitude is the art of direction. When one learns to walk alone, every thought, emotion, and reaction becomes a matter of governance. The Stoic no longer seeks to control the world, they control their conduct within it. This is calm dominion, the power to remain steady while everything moves. Calm dominion is not detachment in the sense of emptiness. It is detachment through understanding. When the individual sees the patterns of human behavior, they no longer become lost in them. They observe without absorption. They decide without agitation. The self becomes the governing principle of experience. A disciplined mind turns solitude into strategy. Each period of isolation becomes a rehearsal for leadership. When one can govern themselves, they can govern circumstance. The Stoic learns that command begins within, not in authority, but in order. As solitude deepens, emotional volatility fades. The person becomes difficult to provoke because their stability is self-sustaining. When anger arises, it meets discipline. When fear appears, it meets clarity. The individual does not suppress emotion. They direct it with precision. Calm dominion means being unreactive without being indifferent. It is the balance between strength and stillness. The Stoic remains aware, observant, deliberate. They choose every word and movement with purpose. This is the posture of mastery, measured power. True control is silent. Those who speak most of power often have the least of it. The Stoic demonstrates strength through presence, not assertion. The room feels their order because it radiates from composure, not performance. In solitude, one learns to manage energy. Every impulse is studied, every reaction traced to its root. This awareness turns into command. The mind becomes a disciplined instrument, sharp, restrained, and deliberate. The longer one lives in silence, the more transparent the world becomes. Distractions that once felt important now reveal their emptiness. The Stoic develops the ability to see motives, illusions, and manipulations without emotion. This clarity becomes defense. Calm dominion allows a person to move through life with a kind of invisible armor. They are no longer open to every emotional intrusion. Their stability creates boundaries that do not require explanation. The world senses that disturbance cannot find entry. When a person builds this level of self-control, they begin to influence without effort. People feel steadiness around them. Their calm becomes a form of authority. This is influence without noise, a power that draws rather than demands. The Stoic learns that the most powerful person is the least reactive one. To respond with precision rather than impulse is to own every moment. Each decision becomes intentional. Each movement carries weight because it is governed by clarity. The discipline of calm dominion is continuous practice. It does not arrive all at once. It forms through thousands of moments of restraint. Each time one chooses control over impulse, principle over emotion. The repetition builds strength. Silence becomes an ally in this process. When one can listen without reacting, they begin to see through people. The noise of emotion, ego, and manipulation loses its influence. The Stoic remains unshaken, guided only by logic and purpose. There is a certain confidence that emerges from mastering solitude. It is not arrogance, but certainty. The individual knows they can stand alone in any condition. Their peace cannot be borrowed or taken. It is earned through endurance. Calm dominion does not seek isolation for its own sake. It uses isolation as training. The Stoic returns to the world not as an escape from solitude, but as an extension of it. Their calm becomes mobile, carried into conversation, work, and conflict. When one has ruled themselves in silence, the chaos of others no longer disturbs them. The world continues to move unpredictably, but the disciplined mind moves with order inside disorder. This is the essence of Stoic composure. The individual who has achieved this level of mastery is not without emotion. They simply know when emotion serves reason and when it threatens it. They use feeling as a tool, not as a command. The mind remains the governor. To walk alone is to train for life's uncertainties. To rise alone is to develop structure that no event can break. To win alone is to operate from an inner stillness that remains, regardless of change. Calm dominion is the outcome of this path, a steady presence that leads without demand. When solitude is internalized, leadership changes form. It no longer needs position, audience, or validation. It exists as influence through conduct. The Stoic leads by the example of reasoned calm, by the discipline of composure. Calm dominion is timeless because it does not rely on environment. When the external world collapses, it remains. When success or failure alternates, it remains. It is a constant posture built from principles that do not decay. Mastery through solitude becomes the anchor of existence. Every decision stems from a centered mind. Every reaction is measured through clarity. The individual becomes both participant and observer, acting cleanly, seeing deeply. In silence, ambition becomes purified. The Stoic no longer seeks recognition, they seek alignment with reason. Purpose replaces praise. The pursuit becomes internal refinement, not external approval. Those who achieve calm dominion embody a paradox of strength, soft in demeanor, iron in principle. They carry stillness that disarms chaos. Their restraint becomes power because it reflects mastery of impulse. As solitude shapes the inner structure, it also reveals what cannot be controlled. The Stoic learns to act where influence exists and release where it does not. This is not surrender. It is strategic acceptance. Peace follows clarity of boundaries. Every act of control strengthens will. Every pause before reaction refines command. The mind becomes a fortress. Thoughts, emotions, and impulses enter only through deliberate gates. Calm dominion produces a specific type of authority, one that moves quietly through environments yet alters them. The presence of a disciplined person changes tone, tempo, and energy around them. Their order becomes contagious. The Stoic understands that influence without control is instability. True leadership begins where emotion ends. To lead the self is to lead all interactions, because conduct becomes the model of principle. When solitude turns into mastery, the individual ceases to chase peace. They become it. External events lose their power to disturb because the mind no longer depends on them for balance. This is freedom in motion. The Stoic who reaches calm dominion becomes invisible to chaos. The noise of society cannot anchor into their mind. They move among people with quiet precision, grounded in thought, detached in judgment, and deliberate in speech. This level of composure creates silent strength. Those around may not understand its source, but they sense it. Calm becomes authority. Restraint becomes influence. Presence becomes command. The person who walks alone long enough discovers that solitude was never separation. It was concentration. Every external attachment that once weakened focus has been refined into awareness. Every silence now holds meaning. Calm dominion does not resist life's pace. It governs within it. The Stoic acts without rush, decides without confusion, and endures without noise. They embody control in movement, measured speed, reasoned direction. In the highest form of solitude, the mind becomes still while the body moves through the world. Every step reflects discipline. Every choice reflects reason. The Stoic becomes a living demonstration of order. Mastery through solitude leads to a new form of clarity, vision without interference. The person perceives motives, energies, and truths directly. The fog of emotion clears and decision becomes pure. This clarity is the reward for silence. Those who remain still in themselves cannot be manipulated. Their emotions are not tools for others to pull. Their approval cannot be purchased, and their peace cannot be disturbed. They are sovereign within. The Stoic path leads to a life of deliberate simplicity. Calm dominion reduces excess in words, possessions, and reactions. It keeps only what aligns with order. This simplicity is strength in its most mature form. When solitude is mastered, time itself changes quality. The individual no longer rushes, no longer waits. They move when reason commands. Every moment becomes enough. This composure defines mastery. The one who rises from solitude does not announce their transformation. Their conduct speaks through calm efficiency. Their focus reveals the work done in silence. Their steadiness reflects years of deliberate isolation turned wisdom. Calm dominion is the quiet conclusion of all disciplined effort. It is the natural evolution of self-control, reflection, and reasoned living. It cannot be performed, only lived. The Stoic who walks this path becomes an axis of stability in a restless world. Solitude becomes no longer a phase, but a state of nature. The individual who has internalized calm dominion carries it everywhere, in success, in loss, in silence, in conversation. They have learned the highest form of power to remain whole within themselves. Silent influence is the highest form of authority. It requires no demand, no declaration, and no recognition. The Stoic who has achieved calm dominion begins to move through the world with an energy that speaks through conduct alone. Their influence is felt before they speak, understood before they explain. This is the external expression of internal mastery. When a person governs themselves completely, they emit stability. This steadiness alters the behavior of those around them. Without instruction or command, others begin to match the tempo of calm. Presence alone becomes leadership. This is influence without noise. The Stoic understands that real authority is quiet. It does not need to announce its power because its foundation is internal. People sense discipline through posture, composure, and restraint. The strength of a disciplined mind radiates subtly but unmistakably. Silent influence emerges from consistency. Every action aligns with principle. Every response reflects control. The world learns from example, and the Stoic teaches through demonstration rather than explanation. This form of influence cannot be faked because it is anchored in being, not display. The disciplined individual's presence communicates order. Their tone, their stillness, their manner, each becomes a signal of self-command. This influence reshapes interactions. It brings clarity to confusion, calm to disorder, and respect to conflict. To influence without speaking requires depth of integrity. Every internal standard must be real. Pretension collapses under scrutiny, but authenticity endures silently. The Stoic knows that to maintain silent influence, one must live in full alignment with principle. Those who have mastered solitude no longer compete for attention. Their silence is not emptiness, It is concentration. The absence of noise becomes its own message. Others feel the gravity of composure and respond with caution or respect. Silent influence cannot be forced. It arises naturally from strength of character. The individual who embodies reason, restraint, and steadiness creates harmony wherever they stand. The environment begins to organize itself around their presence. When calm becomes constant, speech becomes deliberate. Every word carries weight because it comes from order. The Stoic speaks only when it serves clarity. Their restraint gives power to their language. The fewer the words, the greater the impact. The world often misunderstands silence. It assumes weakness or indifference. In truth, silence is strategic. It allows observation before reaction. It grants control over timing. The one who speaks last often speaks with the most precision. The Stoic learns to manage energy in every interaction. They do not mirror chaos, they redirect it. They absorb noise and respond with clarity. This equilibrium stabilizes others, establishing a quiet hierarchy grounded in composure. To carry silent influence is to live without performance. Every movement is intentional. Every gesture carries the discipline of thought. The Stoic does not seek to convince. They embody conviction. Their very existence becomes persuasion. The disciplined person's silence unsettles those built on pretense. Noise relies on reaction to survive. When no reaction comes, it loses momentum. The Stoic's neutrality becomes a mirror in which others see their own instability. Authority built on volume fades quickly. Authority built on silence endures. The reason is simple. One is external, the other internal. When influence is born from order, it cannot be broken by opposition. It persists quietly, unchallenged by noise. Those who command silently possess balance between humility and strength. They do not impose, yet they shape. They do not dominate, yet they direct. People trust them not because of words, but because of reliability. This is power without pretense. The Stoic's presence becomes a study in precision. Every action is clean, free of waste. Their discipline eliminates excess, leaving only essentials. This economy of motion and language creates an aura of control that others feel instinctively. Silent influence is not manipulation, it is alignment. When principle governs every decision, the world aligns naturally around it. The Stoic does not push others, they draw them through the force of order. Their influence is gravitational. A person who carries this still authority changes environments. Meetings calm when they enter. Conflicts ease under their gaze. Even when unspoken, their composure sets a standard. Others instinctively moderate themselves in their presence. The mind that has mastered silence has also mastered perception. It observes everything. Every word, expression, and emotion is read with clarity. This understanding gives control, not through dominance, but through awareness. Silent influence thrives in restraint. The Stoic resists the need to respond to every impulse. They wait, assess, and act when action serves purpose. This timing creates precision that those ruled by emotion cannot replicate. The disciplined individual's influence reaches beyond people into circumstances. Their order attracts opportunity because it signals reliability. Those who operate with calm consistency become pillars in chaotic systems. Stability draws responsibility. The Stoic's restraint extends into conflict. They do not raise their voice or lose composure. They neutralize aggression through presence. Their calm undermines hostility because emotion cannot overpower logic sustained in silence. To embody silent influence, a person must live without contradiction. Their words, actions, and thoughts must align. Discrepancy destroys credibility. Consistency, maintained through solitude and discipline, builds invisible authority. In silence, the Stoic learns patience. They know that influence built slowly lasts longer than influence forced. They invest in precision, not popularity. Their effect compounds quietly until it becomes undeniable. Those who seek mastery of presence must train in solitude first. Without internal control, external calm is performance. Only when stillness becomes instinct can influence become silent and genuine. Silent influence operates beyond recognition. The Stoic does not crave acknowledgement. They understand that the most effective impact often goes unseen. What matters is order, not applause. People feel safe around those who have mastered themselves. The disciplined mind emits certainty. This sense of security draws respect and trust. Silent influence, therefore, is not about dominance, but stability. The individual who commands through silence moves with deliberate grace. Their calm shifts dynamics. They are neither hurried nor hesitant. Each step carries the weight of thought and the confidence of control. When one's actions are governed by principle, their presence becomes predictable in the best sense, consistent, fair, and composed. This reliability builds reputational gravity. The Stoic leads not through emotion, but through steadiness. Silent influence demands inner harmony. A person cannot project peace while wrestling with internal conflict. Discipline creates the alignment required for authenticity. The external quiet is a reflection of internal order. Those who radiate this composure rarely need to defend themselves. Their steadiness deflects falsehood because it cannot find reaction. Attacks dissolve in calm. The Stoic strength lies in their refusal to descend into noise. To move through life with silent influence is to exist as an axis. Everything around may shift, but the axis remains fixed. This constancy becomes a reference point for others. It reminds them of the power of control. As mastery deepens, even small gestures carry weight. A glance, a pause, or a single phrase becomes decisive. The Stoic understands the value of scarcity in words, in movement, in emotion. Influence intensifies through reduction. When calm becomes a language, people listen differently. Every silence becomes meaningful. Every movement carries purpose. The Stoic communicates through precision, not volume. Silent influence transforms environments over time. Without confrontation, it resets the tone of discourse. Without command, it creates cooperation. Without noise, it restores focus. This is leadership by gravity, not by force. The individual who has achieved this level of control ceases to measure power through recognition. They measure it through effect. If order follows their presence, they have succeeded. If peace follows their action, they have led. Those who influence silently understand that the greatest statement is conduct. The disciplined life speaks without words. Its language is clarity. Its grammar is restraint. Its message is stability. The Stoic carries this influence wherever they go. It does not depend on rank, wealth, or setting. It travels with the person because it originates within them. Their calm is their crown, their silence their strength. When mastery of self extends into mastery of environment, the individual becomes unmovable. The world's noise cannot draw them in. Their clarity remains intact. This unshakable presence defines the final expression of Stoic authority. Silent influence is the echo of order. It travels further than words, lasts longer than applause, and commands more deeply than force. It is the proof of an aligned life, one that moves the world by being still within it. The embodiment of Stoic authority begins when inner order becomes instinct. Discipline no longer requires effort. It has become nature. The individual who has walked through solitude and silence now carries mastery in their posture, decisions, and energy. Authority ceases to be an act. It becomes essence. When reason governs every layer of being, chaos loses access. The Stoic no longer negotiates with impulse. Thought, emotion, and action align under principle. This harmony projects quiet power. It does not seek to dominate, but it directs naturally. Influence follows conduct, not command. The synthesis of Stoic mastery is the convergence of calm, clarity, and control. These qualities merge into a single posture, presence. It is not achieved through force, but through refinement. Every previous discipline, solitude, silence, restraint, fuses into composure. This is authority embodied. Real authority requires no defense. The one who embodies it does not argue for it or remind others of it. Their life is the evidence. Their tone is enough. Their behavior reveals an equilibrium that cannot be imitated. This quiet certainty anchors environments. The Stoic who lives in alignment with inner order no longer depends on circumstances to feel balanced. They carry their own climate. Their calm regulates pressure. Their logic stabilizes emotion. Wherever they go, equilibrium follows. Authority without inner order collapses under stress. The disciplined individual's power, however, strengthens under pressure. Challenge reveals structure. The more the external world tests them, the more evident their balance becomes. Adversity exposes imitation, but it confirms mastery. Embodied Stoic authority expresses itself through restraint. The ability to choose silence over reaction, patience over anger, clarity over confusion. These are demonstrations of control. People trust such composure because it is predictable in principle, not in emotion. The mind that has become orderly becomes efficient. Thought travels cleanly. Action follows reason without conflict. The individual's presence communicates focus, even without words. They do not scatter attention. They direct it with precision. Inner order transforms how a person carries time. They no longer chase moments or dread outcomes. Each moment becomes an opportunity for conduct. The Stoic acts fully, then releases. Their authority is sustained by detachment from results. In synthesis, the disciplined life becomes simplicity. Complexity fades because order has replaced noise. Decisions are made on principle. Energy is spent on essentials. This simplicity reads as strength because it eliminates hesitation. Those who embody authority understand that leadership is an extension of personal discipline. To lead others is first to lead oneself. The Stoic becomes an example, not through image, but through consistency. Influence flows from structure. A person with internal harmony cannot be intimidated. Threats lose their leverage against clarity. Fear finds no root in a mind trained in principle. The Stoic does not seek confrontation, but neither do they retreat from it. Their calm neutralizes aggression. Embodied authority speaks in precision. Each statement is weighed, each pause intentional. Their communication reflects mastery, measured, grounded, and devoid of excess. The fewer their words, the more they carry. The synthesis of Stoic mastery extends beyond the mind into action. Every task becomes a reflection of order. Clean execution, deliberate pace, stable emotion. These qualities translate into reliability. The disciplined person becomes indispensable because they are dependable. Inner order removes the illusion of control over others. The Stoic recognizes that only the self can be governed. From this realization arises the paradox of influence. Those who no longer seek control often hold it. Their detachment grants freedom that others mistake for power. When composure becomes instinct, the external world slows down. The Stoic perceives cause and effect before others react. This anticipation comes from stillness, not calculation. They see reality without emotional distortion. Their decisions carry precision born from clarity. Authority of this kind is neither emotional nor mechanical. It is balanced between humanity and reason. The Stoic remains empathetic, yet unmoved by sentimentality. Compassion does not compromise principle. Calm does not exclude strength. The embodiment of Stoic mastery carries both gravity and lightness. Gravity through seriousness of purpose, lightness through detachment from vanity. The individual acts with care yet remains unburdened by outcomes. This equilibrium defines true command. People follow those who represent order. The Stoic becomes a quiet leader simply by existing within harmony. Their life emits stability that others instinctively trust. They do not attract followers, they attract alignment. Authority built on Stoic principles cannot be corrupted by recognition. Praise does not inflate it, and criticism does not fracture it. The self no longer fluctuates with opinion. Validation becomes irrelevant because integrity is the measure. The synthesis of mastery also transforms motion. Every action becomes balanced, firm but never hurried, decisive but never reckless. The Stoic's tempo reflects inner discipline. Their efficiency is the product of stillness, not haste. A life lived in order radiates peace. Even in conflict, the Stoic's composure remains unbroken. This stability becomes contagious. Others find calm through proximity. Authority is thus transmitted not by command, but by example. Embodied Stoic authority is also humility. It acknowledges the limits of knowledge and control. This humility does not weaken power, it stabilizes it. The person who understands limitation gains clarity. They act with realism, not arrogance. The disciplined mind has no need for external reward. Fulfillment is drawn from alignment with principle. Success becomes secondary to conduct. This detachment is what makes Stoic authority durable. It survives failure because it does not depend on success. Authority built on inner order is self-repairing. When disturbance arises, reflection restores balance. The Stoic does not spiral into reaction, they recalibrate. Their system of thought acts like armor, adjusting to impact without breaking. A person of such structure does not chase influence. They create it through their steadiness. The world adapts to their rhythm because their rhythm never breaks. Consistency becomes magnetism. Embodied mastery transforms conflict into discipline. Each challenge is treated as an opportunity to practice reason. Each difficulty becomes reinforcement. The Stoic sees no insult in hardship, only instruction. When calm becomes identity, chaos becomes teacher. The disciplined individual learns from disorder without adopting it. They extract clarity from confusion. The world remains unstable, but they remain ordered. The synthesis of Stoic authority also refines emotion. Feelings remain present, but they no longer dictate behavior. Emotion becomes data for reason, not command over it. This integration produces quiet strength, a harmony of mind and heart. The mature Stoic no longer reacts to life, they respond through principle. Every circumstance becomes filtered through philosophy. Their authority lies in their predictability of character. People trust what is consistent, and consistency is born from order. Embodied mastery is timeless. It transcends age, rank, and condition. A person who embodies Stoic authority remains composed in both victory and loss. They move the same in abundance as they do in scarcity. Equanimity is their signature. This synthesis represents the completion of the Stoic journey. Solitude taught endurance, silence built composure, discipline forged structure, and mastery became authority. Now, all of it converges into one state, the calm command of the self. The world respects this authority because it cannot be imitated. It cannot be learned through words alone. It must be lived. It emerges from thousands of quiet decisions to choose reason over emotion, restraint over impulse, and order over chaos. Those who embody this posture carry influence beyond time or trend. Their authority is internal and thus eternal. They move with the steadiness of principle, the clarity of reason, and the stillness of mastery. Wherever they stand, order follows. The embodiment of Stoic authority is not a destination. It is a continual practice, a living philosophy in motion. Each day becomes an act of reinforcement, each breath an affirmation of composure. The self remains the sovereign domain, the embodiment of strength, calm, and unshakable order marks the final transformation of the Stoic. This is the state where nothing external holds sway over the mind, where no event dictates emotion, and where no circumstance alters the foundation within. The individual has become both fortress and field, impenetrable in essence, adaptable in expression. At this stage, composure is no longer a practice, but a condition. The mind has been tempered by solitude, refined by silence, and aligned through principle. Strength has matured into steadiness, and calm has hardened into command. What began as effort has crystallized into nature. To embody unshakable order is to live beyond reaction. The Stoic no longer meets life with defense or expectation. They move through both ease and difficulty with equal posture. Victory does not inflate them, nor does loss diminish them. Their identity is fixed in discipline. Strength in this form is not aggression. It is stillness that cannot be broken. It is the quiet endurance of a mind that has already accepted everything within its control and released everything beyond it. Such strength is rare because it requires total acceptance of reality. Calm is the highest form of authority. It disarms conflict and clarifies confusion. When a person remains calm under pressure, they demonstrate understanding of principle deeper than instinct. Their silence carries gravity because it is built on comprehension, not avoidance. Unshakable order is the natural outcome of a life lived in accordance with reason. Each thought serves clarity. Each action follows intention. There is no fragmentation between mind and behavior. The Stoic acts as they think and thinks as they act. This internal order radiates outward. It influences environment without demand. The individual becomes an axis of equilibrium. People gravitate toward their steadiness because it feels like truth, consistent, rational, grounded. In their presence, disorder loses energy. Strength without chaos carries an unusual presence. It does not challenge or impose, yet it commands. The Stoic does not dominate the world, they align with it. Their authority comes from harmony, not conquest. Every decision made from this state is measured. The Stoic weighs reason before motion. Emotion no longer hijacks intent. The pause before action becomes the sign of mastery. To hesitate for clarity is not weakness, it is control. Unshakable order means the self remains intact under pressure. The external may fluctuate, but the inner frame does not. Challenges become tests of stability rather than threats to identity. The Stoic expects hardship and meets it with readiness. Calm under adversity is not passivity, it is precision. It is the ability to act while others react, to see through distortion, and to move with purpose while others scatter. This calm separates the disciplined from the undisciplined. The Stoic understands that the greatest victory is mastery of the self. Conquering others brings temporary satisfaction. Conquering chaos within brings permanence. This mastery creates a state of invulnerability, not from the absence of pain, but from the presence of purpose. The embodiment of strength is revealed through restraint. Those who can destroy yet choose control possess a depth of power that words cannot capture. The Stoic carries this strength quietly. They do not display it because it does not require proof. Calmness refines perception. The quiet mind sees detail others overlook. It detects truth beneath appearances and reads reality without bias. Such vision is born only from a mind unclouded by emotion. The Stoic lives in this clarity daily. To remain unshaken is to live by timeless law, that external chaos is constant, but internal order is choice. Every event tests this principle. Each reaction either strengthens or weakens the structure. The disciplined individual chooses reinforcement. Strength, calm, and order create a unified force. When merged, they become unbreakable presence. A person who embodies them does not need approval or defense. They move as law in motion, guided by virtue, immune to distortion. The Stoic does not live without feeling. They feel deeply but govern emotion through wisdom. They understand that calm does not deny passion, it directs it. Their emotion serves creation, not destruction. Their control enhances, not suppresses. This level of composure transforms hardship into meaning. Pain becomes instruction, and loss becomes refinement. The Stoic's life ceases to be reactive and becomes interpretive. Everything contributes to mastery. Unshakable order turns the mind into an instrument of precision. Thought becomes deliberate, language becomes clear, and movement becomes purposeful. There is no waste in their conduct. Efficiency becomes their natural rhythm. When others falter under noise, the Stoic listens for signal. They wait until the truth emerges from confusion, then act. Patience becomes strategy, stillness becomes advantage. The world races, they remain still and move only when timing aligns with reason. Calm gives power, longevity. Rage exhausts itself, fear dissolves, but calm endures. The Stoic's energy does not spike and collapse, it sustains. This steady strength outlasts all forms of unstable momentum. Authority born from composure transcends title and position. It cannot be taken away because it does not depend on status. A person who governs themselves rules in every setting. Their throne is their own mind. Unshakable order gives clarity under complexity. The Stoic approaches challenge not as confusion, but as structure to be analyzed. Their mind remains objective, even when circumstances are personal. Emotion does not contaminate reason. In this state, failure loses its power to humiliate. Success loses its power to intoxicate. The Stoic understands that both are temporary conditions. Conduct is permanent. They live by this truth in every decision. The strength of calm is that it neutralizes extremes. When praise arrives, it is accepted without attachment. When insult comes, it is processed without injury. The Stoic remains whole because their identity is built on principle, not perception. A person who embodies unshakable order walks through life as equilibrium itself. Their pace is constant, their presence deliberate. They are unmoved by the chaos of crowds, untempted by the noise of trends. They live in alignment with what endures. This form of strength cannot be imitated because it is not performed. It is built through years of consistency, through the repetition of self-governance. The Stoic's calm has history. Every layer of composure is forged through testing. The unshakable person no longer fears solitude, rejection, or uncertainty. They have faced all three and learned they were not threats, but teachers. Their stability is not borrowed from circumstances, but constructed from understanding. Strength, calm, and order refine one another. Strength protects calm. Calm stabilizes strength. Order sustains both. Together they form a trinity of mastery, a living architecture of discipline. To reach this stage is to have transcended dependence on motivation. The Stoic no longer needs inspiration to act. Duty alone drives motion. Purpose replaces excitement. The mind operates with quiet determination, unbothered by fatigue or doubt. The one who has reached unshakable order views time differently. Each day is an opportunity to practice command. Each moment, a test of alignment. Life becomes a continual exercise in composure. Routine becomes sacred. The disciplined person's stillness becomes more powerful than noise. It draws attention without seeking it. It communicates integrity, patience, and confidence without a single word. This is the essence of mature presence. When order rules the mind, even conflict becomes art. The Stoic moves through opposition with geometry, precise, balanced, efficient. They never waste energy on emotion, they conserve it for execution. This discipline turns struggle into strategy. Those who embody this state are difficult to defeat because they have nothing to defend. Their worth is internal, their peace self-contained. Attack finds no target. Manipulation finds no entry. Praise finds no hold. They exist beyond reaction. Calm authority is the summit of discipline. It does not shout. It does not display. It exists as quiet inevitability. A state of complete command that requires no acknowledgement. The world senses it, even when it is silent. The Stoic who embodies this strength becomes an anchor in a restless world. Their existence proves that peace and power are not opposites, but reflections of the same mastery. Their stillness governs without force. Their clarity leads without demand. This is the final evolution of Stoic philosophy made living, the union of strength, calm, and order into one indestructible posture. The person who achieves it stands unshaken amidst chaos, centered amidst confusion, and composed amidst noise. They do not seek control of the world, they embody control itself. Through this embodiment, life ceases to be a struggle for dominance and becomes a practice of alignment. The disciplined individual carries the same calm through success and adversity. Their peace is power, their strength is silence, their victory is order.